Good morning. You must be the new servant Duchess Ashhill hired a few weeks ago. Yes, I suppose my accent can be a bit disconcerting to those who are unaware of my circumstances. Anyhow, I digress. We mustn't dilly-dally. Come along, and I'll show you around the manor. I suppose I should properly introduce myself. My name is Rose, and I am Lady Ashhill's, the Duke and Duchess's eldest daughter's handmaiden. I am from the colonies, hence the vernacular. Well, I suppose before showing you around the manor, I should give you a brief synopsis on the masters and mistresses of the household. Ashhill Manor is the summer residence of the Ashhill family. Duke Edmund Ashhill is the second cousin of the current king of our country, hence the title. He and Duchess Emma Ashhill were childhood enemies turned lovers. Originally, it would have been the Duke on the throne, but because he loved the Duchess with all his heart, he abdicated and married her, and the rest is history. The ducal couple have three children, Lady Amelia Ashhill, Lord Robert Ashhill, and Lord Henry Ashhill. Lady and the elder, Lord Ashhill, are twins. You will be serving all three of the ducal couple's children, along with attending to the needs of the Duke and Duchess, should they require it. Their temperaments. Well, the Duke and Duchess are kind and considerate people. The Duke loves his children with all of his heart and was incredibly involved with their upbringing compared to other nobles and royals. The Duchess is more reserved but is incredibly punctual and polite to everyone around her, most likely due to her humble upbringing. As for their children, Lady Ashhill and the younger Lord Ashhill take after their father, whilst the eldest Lord Ashhill takes after his mother. I will show you to your quarters, and we can continue our discussions there. I'm afraid there are a couple of prying eyes lurking at the current moment. This will be your room during your time at Ashhill Manor. I hope it is to your liking. Now, back to the conversation at hand. Things around here have been getting quite busy and lively, as it will be Lady Ashhill's coming of age soon. Next week, she will be introduced to society, and from there, she will have to find a husband. Poor girl. Well, you see, Lady Ashhill was raised in the colonies by her aunt and uncle. That's actually how the two of us met. The two of us have been friends since she was 8 and I was 7. Lady Ashhill was the only one who was kind to me in the colonies, which is why I had no problem leaving that life behind and following her here. In the colonies, Lady Ashhill had an unmitigated amount of freedom. Her aunt and uncle wanted her to have as normal of a childhood as possible, away from the responsibilities that a child of the Duke and Duchess inherently has. Whilst she was being raised in the colonies, the Duke and Duchess were raising the elder Lord Ashhill to become the next Duke, which is why the two have such a... They have such polarizing personalities, despite being twins. Just a few months before Lady Ashhill was whisked way back to the Empire, she fell in love. The fellow's name is Tom. She and Tom were classmates growing up, and they had some form of rivalry going on, but as they grew older, their respect for one another also grew. Tom declared his love for her, but their relationship would not last. It's been 2 years since their separation, but Lady Ashhill still hasn't forgot about him. The two brothers. Well, as I said, the elder Lord Ashhill, Robert, was brought up to be the next Duke. He's reserved and can be a bit cold at times, but no one can deny that he cares for his family a great deal. Especially for Amelia, Lady Ashhill. Even though the two of them did not grow up together, Lord Robert always made sure she was comfortable. Lord Henry Ashhill, the youngest child, is the most lively out of the three of them. Since he is the second son, his responsibilities are not as great. He's actually an incredibly gifted artist. I believe he was even offered a spot in one of the Empire's most prestigious art academies, but being as free-spirited as he is, he denied it. Deep down, Lord Henry really just wants to help people. Anyhow, enough of my rambling. You must be tired after your long journey. Work starts tomorrow for you, so take it easy for today. When you're ready, you should join the rest of us in the lounge. I will inform the Duke and Duchess of your arrival once they return.